Stephen Hawking once said, "The idea that we are alone in the universe is completely implausible and arrogant." Who once said, "The idea that we are alone in the universe is completely implausible and arrogant"? Stephen Hawking once said, "The idea that we are alone in the universe is completely implausible and arrogant." Look at the number of planets and stars that exist. It's unlikely that we are the only form of evolved life. What is unlikely? It's unlikely that we are the only form of evolved life. It is unlikely, but not impossible. Is it impossible? No, it is unlikely, but not impossible. History abounds with tales of beings from other worlds visiting our planet. What kind of tales does history abound with? History abounds with tales of beings from other worlds visiting our planet. And people from all walks of life claim to have had close encounters with aliens. What have people from all walks of life claimed to have had? People from all walks of life claim to have had close encounters with aliens. Some accounts are hard to believe, and some are hard to debunk. What are hard to believe? Some accounts are hard to believe. Are some hard to debunk? Yes, some are hard to debunk. On November 5, 1975, Travis Walton was in high spirits as he finished his shift for the day. Was Travis Walton in high spirits or low spirits as he finished his shift for the day? Travis Walton was in high spirits as he finished his shift for the day. Travis worked as a logger in the White Mountains of Snowflake, Arizona. Where did Travis work as a logger? Travis worked as a logger in the White Mountains of Snowflake, Arizona. He took great pride in being a regular blue-collar guy with a tough job. What did he take great pride in? He took great pride in being a regular blue-collar guy with a tough job. Travis was in a truck with five other loggers when his life changed forever. Who was Travis in a truck with when his life changed forever? Travis was in a truck with five other loggers when his life changed forever. He and his co-workers saw a glimmer of light dancing through the trees. What did he and his co-workers see dancing through the trees? He and his co-workers saw a glimmer of light dancing through the trees. The driver brought the truck to a grinding halt because he believed it was a forest fire. It wasn't. Why did the driver bring the truck to a grinding halt? The driver brought the truck to a grinding halt because he believed it was a forest fire. Was it a forest fire? No, it wasn't a forest fire. It was something quite different. It was a UFO. Was it something quite different? Yes, it was something quite different. What was it? It was a UFO. In his own words, Travis described it as a defined metallic disc outlined against the sky. In his own words, what did Travis describe it as? In his own words, Travis described it as a defined metallic disc outlined against the sky. He called it fantastic and grand. What did he call it? He called it fantastic and grand. Travis explained that everyone felt they were witnessing something beautiful and perfect. What did everyone feel they were witnessing? Everyone felt they were witnessing something beautiful and perfect. Travis felt like a deer caught in the headlights. How did Travis feel? Travis felt like a deer caught in the headlights. He opened the car door and walked towards the UFO in a daze. What did he open? He opened the car door. Did he run towards the UFO in a daze? No, he didn't run towards the UFO in a daze. He walked towards the UFO in a daze. His co-workers yelled at him to return to the safety of the car. Who yelled at him to return to the safety of the car? His co-workers yelled at him to return to the safety of the car. Travis tried to run, but he never made it. What did Travis try to do? Travis tried to run. Did he make it? No, he never made it. He says a powerful force hit him and threw him like a puppet into the air. What does he say hit him and threw him like a puppet into the air? He says a powerful force hit him and threw him like a puppet into the air. His co-worker said it was like watching someone step on a landmine. What did his co-worker say it was like? His co-worker said it was like watching someone step on a landmine. Others said they saw a bright blue beam hit Travis. What did others say? Others said they saw a bright blue beam hit Travis. Thinking Travis was dead, his co-workers left the scene to get help. Did his co-workers think Travis was alive? No, his co-workers didn't think Travis was alive. His co-workers thought he was dead. Why did they leave the scene? They left the scene to get help. Within hours, a huge search party was trawling the forest for Travis. Was there a huge search party trawling the forest for Travis within minutes or within hours? A huge search party was trawling the forest for Travis within hours. They looked high and low but could not find him. He had disappeared without a trace. Where did they look? They looked high and low. Could they find him? No, they couldn't find him. What had happened to him? He had disappeared without a trace. 5 days later, Travis reappeared. How many days later did Travis reappear? Travis reappeared 5 days later. He looked shell-shocked and a shadow of his former self, but he was alive. How did he look? He looked shell-shocked. Did he look like his former self? No, he didn't look like his former self. He looked like a shadow of his former self. His account of what had happened beggared belief. What beggared belief? His account of what had happened beggared belief.